President Carter's new book is titled A Call to Action: Women, Religion, Violence, and Power. The 90-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner says the societal status of women today reminds him of the separate but equal standard that applied to blacks and whites in the U.S. for a century.
People who were white, and I would say quite liberal, went along with this economic and political benefit silently, because the white folks didn't want to change their privileged status. And the same thing is taking place now around the world, including in this country, in the derogation or subjugation of women and girls.
President Carter, who has had the longest post-presidency in history, is known today for his humanitarian work around the globe in the decades since he left office in 1981. Much of the work has been done through the Carter Center, which he and his wife started in 1982. In describing his latest book, President Carter says female inferiority is found in beliefs central to one's life, such as religion. He does not criticize religion, but instead those teaching it, often men.
And if an employer wants to hire men and women in his business, knowing that God looks upon women as inferior, he feels much less guilt if he pays men more than women.
President Carter described other parts of the world where girls face genital mutilation, while the number of people sold into slavery, often for sex, exceeds the levels in the 18th and 19th centuries. Carter says every month 200 to 250 people pass through Atlanta, home to one of the world's busiest airports, and are sold into slavery. Gender inequality affects America's universities and its military, the nation's two most respected institutions, according to President Carter.
1 out of 10 girls who enter an American university will be raped before she graduates. 1 out of 5 will be sexually assaulted, that is, approached in a suggestive sexual way without her permission. But most university administrators, deans, presidents, and others don't want it to be known that on their campuses these things take place. And when it comes to a choice between an effective football player and a freshman girl, the football player is more valuable to keep on the college campus.
President Carter says 90% of campus sexual assaults are committed by 4% of the student body, while 41% of American universities have not reported a single case of sexual assault in the past 5 years. He says that creates a sense of impunity for serial rapists. President Carter says there has been progress, with 15% of Congress comprised of women, compared to 3% when he was in office. He says ending gender inequality is a challenge to a long-standing tradition, just like slavery.
This is a problem for us to face. The question is, do we have the courage to do it? Do we men want to give up the special privileges that we have of having the most tenured professors and the most presidents of colleges and the most chief executive officers and the highest salaries and so forth?
During the question and answer session, President Carter brought up a Huffington Post article reporting that 6 Yale students were found guilty of non-consensual sex in 2013, but not one was expelled.
You know, you can just warn a boy and chastise him. That doesn't help. But yeah. The expulsion is a very difficult thing for a university to accept as a policy. Yeah.
Yale President Peter Salove, seated next to President Carter asking him questions, responded.
I think our policies and procedures have changed over the last year or two.
I'm not surprised.
See different outcomes.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.